USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tentative bipartisan deal to push gun control laws picked up momentum in the Senate on Tuesday after Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, gave his support. Now the wording needs to be put on paper. Voting should happen before the July 4th holiday recess. Yellowstone National Park assessed widespread damage Tuesday as the park remained closed amid dangerous floods, eroding roads, ripped apart bridges. Officials are unsure when the park's five entrances will reopen. Bill Berg is the commissioner of Park County, Montana.
We'd like to think the highest of the water is already behind us, but there's still quite a bit of snow up high.
Elon Musk is calling on the release of Jeffrey Epstein's client list from the Department of Justice. Quote, the only thing more remarkable than the DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd? End quote. Some have speculated the names on the list are too powerful to be made public. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Cryptocurrencies continue to lose value.
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were collapsing in price Monday after a major cryptocurrency lender effectively failed and halted all withdrawals from its platform, citing extreme market conditions. It's the latest high-profile collapse of a pillar of the cryptocurrency industry. These meltdowns have erased tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and spurred the urgent call to regulate the freewheeling industry. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Republican Myra Flores has won a special election in Texas' 34th Congressional District, flipping the House seat red. Flores, who had 51% of the vote to Democrat candidate Dan Sanchez's 43%. Representative-elect Flores will become the first Mexican-born congresswoman to serve in the House. Her family moved to the United States when she was 6 years old. For more information, go to usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
When President Biden attacked America's energy independence on day one of his administration, everyone that follows politics knew this was going to end in disaster. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, told Newsmax Biden's policy is why the American dollar is suffering as it is. The culprit, inflation.
It'd be the number one issue that comes up in my town meetings. It would be followed by the gas tax and then followed by the open border. And I think the gas tax increase in this energy policy of this administration is one of the main reasons we have 8.6% inflation. It's probably half of it. So when you shut down pipelines and you stop drilling and you put regulations on fracking and you tell the banks not to loan money, what would you expect? We see what you can expect then. A $2 or more increase in the price of energy since this president came to town.
Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday unanimously recommended that the agency authorize Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children and teens aged 6 to 17. The FDA, which generally follows the recommendations of its advisors, is not obligated to do so, but is likely to authorize the kids' Moderna vaccine soon. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine may cause some types of heart inflammation. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.